Well, all Tom O'Rourke had to do was talk about how he enjoys our program called North Shore, and by golly, we made him the host of it. So we're having North Shore with Tom O'Rourke this morning. And Tom, we're welcoming you, obviously, into the studio. And you're a great spokesman for this program, because as the executive director of the Hartley Nature Center, your whole job is about either being outdoors or encouraging people, in particular in line with Hartley's educational mission, encouraging kids to get outdoors.
Yeah, absolutely. Although it should be noted that most of my job is staring at a spreadsheet sitting inside, but I live vicariously through the thousands of kids that we get outside every year. And I just, you know, in terms of the importance of getting kids outside, and this will make me sound a little bit like a curmudgeon, but I really do feel as though children growing up in this generation have fewer opportunities to get outside. I think we parent a little bit differently, and there's a lot more distractions. And so the urgency that there is to get kids outside, it really helps kids, one, learn their place in the world and get a sense of place. But also, kids are just the best naturalists. I'll give you an example. So I live right on the edge of Hartley. I'm really fortunate to be able to basically walk out my back door and get into the park. And I was on a walk with my 10-year-old last week. And if you've ever been down to the meadow area of Hartley, it's just this beautiful spot. You know, you're in this bowl and you have this expansive view and you can see the meadow and you can see Rock Knob and you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. And I was so proud to be, you know, instilling this in my 10-year-old son. And I'm kind of fixated on the history of Hartley. It's an old farm, Allendale Farm, and the wet meadow was the former farm field. And so I was standing forth with my son and I was saying, you know, look at this, son. 100 years ago, this was a pasture and this was a farm field. And this was a walk that I'd taken hundreds of times, you know, just a new thought I knew like the back of my hand. And my son turned to me and he said, oh, is that why there's this barbed wire over here and this tin can over here? And there were these couple remnants of the old farmstead that I'd walked past for
how many hundreds of times?
And just never noticed. And I love that, you know, kids, you can get them out in the backyard, in the backwoods. And if you're with a kid, you will see nature in a whole new way, because kids are just always curious. They don't miss anything. They're not afraid to ask questions, and they want to know more. And so it's just a wonderful opportunity, one, to help kids make those connections with nature. But you, as the adult who's facilitating, you get this whole new experience. You see it through their eyes, and it's just a wonderful gift.
Well, for one thing, they're closer to the ground.
They are.
They have that natural advantage.
And they're not as squeamish about mud and bugs, and they'll pick up anything, they'll smell anything,
and they can squat down and they can stay in that position for like minutes and minutes and minutes, and then they can get up again and they don't go and their little knees don't creak.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, they can get down and they don't have any trouble flopping down on their tummy to look at things in the grass.
Absolutely. And this time of year, it's really a great time of year to do that repeatedly. You know, I think Larry Weber says phenology is go take a walk and then tomorrow take the same walk. Well, we're in that season of change. You know, things are going to be leafing out soon. The birds are coming back.
Larry calls it windsprin. It's the counterpart to autwin. Autwin is when all the leaves are gone, but it hasn't snowed yet. Windsprin is when all the snow is gone, but the real leafing out and the real, you know, rush of the green stuff hasn't really started yet. So this is windsprin, according to Larry.
I have to say, and this doesn't make me sound like a true Duluthian, but this is the time of year where I'm a little bit envious of the cities.
I grew up in Rochester.
It's dried out.
It's dried out. Things are leafing. Spring is happening.
Spring,
you know,
happens in April. In Rochester.
Yeah.
And
then
in
you
the
crest
cities.
The hill coming back to Duluth and it's sleeting.
Yeah.
And it's still brown.
Yeah.
And I think, I love Duluth. I love all of the seasons.
Right.
But this
in
is a tricky
the
year.
Spring.
This
well,
is
my
a tricky
tulips are
time
up.
Of year.
So,
yeah. But in the spring, it is easy to have envy of other parts of the state. In the spring.
It is.
The rest
it
of the
is.
Time, we're perfectly happy to be here. What I like is the designer weather. I love it when I'm in the mood for warm and I can just drive bloop over the hill and I'm warm. And then I'm too hot. And then I drive down to the lake and I'm a comfortable temperature again. So there are not many communities where you can just decide what kind of mood you're in and drive to that weather within 5-10 minutes.
Well, and I will say the benefit, you know, thinking about the North Shore is the summer, things get congested and it's really crowded. And the spring, the rivers are breaking up. The water is high. It's really, you know, you get to glimpse the power of the natural world, and you're doing it, and there aren't that many other people around, so you feel like
we kind of get
it all to yourself for a while.
Yeah, we went and hiked the baptism, and it was quiet. There was maybe 2 or 3 people out last weekend hiking the rivers, and they were running nice and talking about kids. You know, my 2-year-old hiked a couple miles. I was impressed. You know, you forget that kids probably have more energy than we do.
Well, and the easy thing is...
I don't forget that, Maya. I don't forget that for a moment. Somebody else went to Gooseberry, as a matter of fact, and they posted pictures. They'd gone to Gooseberry, and they got some gorgeous pictures, you know, of ice. And, I mean, there's just, as a photographer, I love watching and looking at other people's photographs and seeing what they're seeing. And looking at things through a lens is another really great way to kind of develop your observational powers. But there's nothing like having a kid with you to point out stuff that's obvious. Sometimes.
Yeah, and this time of year, you know, advice, at least locally, if you're getting out on the back 40, you know, the trails in a lot of our parks are currently closed. But one of the great things in spring is, you know, everything is not leafed out and really lush. And so you can get off into the woods, off trail, and do some exploring that way. And you're not damaging the trails. You're not having to go through 8 inches of muck. A lot of times those areas off the trail are higher and drier, and you can roam about in the woods, and that's when you really discover all the tiny little wonders that are amazing and that get kids really excited.
Now, Larry Weber says that the spring ephemerals haven't really gotten going yet. How about in Hartley?
No, although I just heard frogs for the first time 2 nights ago.
He did talk about, he was surprised by a leopard frog at his place, which I understand is near Carlton, not too long ago. And that was kind of surprising. But he did talk about, you know, ice out in the ponds and some of these, what he called vernal ponds are going to be kind of springing up. And we're going to be hearing more frogs. And of course, the birds are going to town in the morning. You get up in the morning and they are establishing territory. And there's all kinds of conversations going on very, very loudly by
and
the birds.
I saw in Hartley two Saturdays ago, I saw a bear on what we call the root canal trail. So got my heart rate up. Ooh. But the bears are up and out and hungry and roaming about. So spring is here.
Things you want to do. Now, I think I must have learned this from Larry originally, not from Laura. But things you want to be reincarnated as next time. A bear. I am going to be a bear in my next life. You know how big baby bears are when they're born? They're the size of a stick of butter.
Really?
And the mother bears have the baby bears
while
they're hibernating. They have the baby while they're asleep. And it's a tiny little baby. And then they wake up and they got this baby. And the baby's cute and he's got fur and everything's great. Childbirth, no problem.
You just sleep through
it. I slept through the whole thing. And besides, the baby was only this big to begin with. And they don't have to shave their legs. That's another thing. They wake up crabby. They don't have to shave their legs. And they don't have to go through a lot of big childbirth drama. I definitely a bear next time. These are the things that you learn here on Northland Morning.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. This is where the knowledge comes from. And, Tom, we're so glad to have you in the studio.